means we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Let's stand up and give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Liverpool and Senegal football star Sadio Mane, who was named African Player of the Year for 2019 at an awards ceremony in Egypt.
Well, I'm really happy and same time I'm really proud to win this award. I would like to thank my family, especially my uncle Sana Touré is here today with Nyaga. By the way, without forgetting all the Egyptian people, by the way. And as well, my coach is here today, Alice Tissé. my teammate, national team, and the staff, the federation, Liverpool Football Club, my teammate, and the staff, all the everybody. And again, it's a big day for me. I don't know how to say, but I would love to thank all the Senegalese people. They've been for me all the time.
This marks the first time 27-year-old Sadio Mane has been crowned the king of African football. He finished runner-up to Liverpool teammate Mohamed Salah of Egypt in 2017 and 2018. Mane is only the second Senegalese to win the award after El Hadji Diouf, who was the winner in 2001 and 2002. During the Confederation of African Football festivities in Egypt, Sadio Mane spoke of his humble beginnings in Senegal.
Same time, my village, I'm really coming very, very far. Very small village, Bambali. I'm sure they're watching on TV. And, also, Grandjean is here. I call him Grandjean, Thomas Brolin. And again, I'm really happy and very proud to win this.
Sadio Mane was one of more than a half dozen winners at the CAF Awards ceremony in Egypt. Samson Omale joins us now with more on the CAF Gala. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. Tanzanian bongo flavor recording artist Diamond Platnumz thrilling audience to some of his favorite hits in an entertaining night at the CAF Awards Gala in the Egyptian Red Sea city of Hurghada. The first award of the night went to Yusuf Bilali, the talented Algerian forward who plays for Al Hilal, who was named the African Interclubs Player of the Year. Then followed 21-year-old Morocco right-back Achraf Hakimi, who plays for Borussia Dortmund on loan from Real Madrid, who won the award for the Youth Player of the Year award. Then the other awards began to follow one after the other.
Now it's time to know who's the African Women's National Team of the Year.
And the best African Women National Team of the Year 2019 is Cameroon.
The Goal of the Year 2019, Riyad Mahrez.
It's time now to announce the African Coach of the Year Women.
For 2019 is Desiree Ellis.
The African Federation of the Year 2019, and the winner is Egyptian Football Association, Mabrouk.
African Women's Player of the Year 2019, Asisat Oshoala.
Then came the moment everyone was waiting for, and the honors was for the CAF president, Ahmed Ahmed, to perform.
African Player of the Year 2019, Sadio Mane.
The 27-year-old Senegalese striker was up against his Liverpool teammate, Mohamed Salah, the Egyptian who won the awards the last 2 years, and Algerian Riyad Mahrez of Manchester City. Sadio Mane enjoyed a stunning year with Liverpool, winning the Champions League, UEFA Super Cup and FIFA Club World Cup, as well as missing out on the Premier League title by just a single point. He also finished joint second in the AFCON top scorers list, though Senegal were beaten in the final by Algeria. Highlight of the evening was the special award given to Kojovi Obilale, a former Togo goalkeeper who was injured in a terrorist attack on the team's bus in 2010. Three people died, but Obilale survived after bullets damaged his spine, abdomen, intestine, liver and bladder, but has overcome all those challenges to contribute his quota to the growth of football. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. In more African football news, Nigerian striker Asisat Oshola says she's determined to create her own history after winning the African Women's Player of the Year award for a record-tying fourth time in Egypt. Another Nigerian player, Perpetua Nkwocha, also won the African Women's Player of the Year prize four times. The 25-year-old Oshola helped the Super Falcons of Nigeria reach the round of 16 at last year's Women's World Cup in France. Also in 2019, Oshola joined Barcelona and scored 10 goals in 13 appearances for the Spanish club. Oshola says she's really excited and proud of herself for winning the CAF award four times. In her words, and I quote, "It keeps me going, but of course there is still more work to do. I want to create my own history and not just equal someone else's record. I'm going to give my best to create mine." Let's also give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Barcelona and Nigeria striker Asisat Oshola, the winner of the African Women's Player of the Year for a record-tying four times. Ahead of the CAF Awards in Egypt, some legends of the game took part in a special seven-a-side exhibition match in front of the pyramids. Among those who participated were former Nigerian star J.J. Okocha and three-time African Footballer of the Year Abedi Pele of Ghana. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Well, the big international sporting event this year is the Tokyo Olympics, which will be staged in Japan from July 25th to August 9th. As we look forward to Tokyo 2020, a Ugandan man is one day hoping to see a popular backyard game become an Olympic sport. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Magume Davis Rakawinj tells us about the game of Kwipena.
Kids gather in Imperewe, a Kampala suburb, to play their favorite game, Kwipena. They have used old rugs to make a tennis-sized ball they will use. Parents have gathered around to watch their kids play. One of the kids playing is 12 years old Jovian Arutaya, a primary 5 pupil.
I like the game of Kwipena because I play it at school and at home, My friends come and meet me, and I play it, and I like it.
For centuries in Uganda and other parts of Africa, young children as well as adults have engaged in this game. In both the traditional Kwepena and the modified one, the game requires an open space with two persons on the opposite side, known as shooters, and one person or several in the center be dodging the ball. Each dodge earns points for the one in the center, while each hit also earns for the shooter. This plays in the air at Uganda Museum, where the game is played with the new rules. One of the players here is 23-year-old Janet Komugisha, a social worker.
People have fun when you're playing it. It's okay, it's like you're running, I don't know, exercising. You have fun. I don't know, I like it, it's fun. I when we were young, we used to play Kwepena. Those games where people used to fold balls in banana fibers and you dodge yourselves. Yeah, we had so much fun. So it being brought back in a modern way is more interesting and fun.
According to the standard rules, there must be a team of at least five who play four rounds each for 15 minutes. The court is 10 meters by 4 for the juniors and 14 meters by 4 for seniors. There are also two umpires that officiate the game. The game also has a new name, Cheza, a Swahili name which means to play. Another player here is Halima Kabambale, a marketing agent. Kabambale hopes one day she'll be able to represent Uganda at the international scene in the game of Kwepena.
I think it brings out who we really are. So for a child that is, let me say, 10 years, for them to want to play Kwepena, it's from the love they have from within. I would want to play rugby, but rugby is not African like our own. I want to play a game I have grown up playing in my backyard, and I'm taking it on international scene.
The man behind the move to make people like Kabambare's dream of playing chess a game at the Olympics or other international avenues is 25-year-old Simon Peter Tumukunde.
Kwepena is a game that is played everywhere across Uganda, but also everywhere across Africa, but we just call it different names. If you go to Kenya, they call it Kati. If you go to Tanzania, they call it Rede. If you go to Rwanda, they call it Akohejuri. In South Sudan, it's called Boruboru. You know, Zimbabwe, I think they call it Maflau. So it is everywhere across Africa, and it is one of those games that we believe can grow with the right innovation and attention and value added to it.
Since 2013, Tumukunde has been working with a team of volunteers to promote the game across the country. For now, Tumukunde says he intends to organize an international tournament involving countries in East Africa.
There's a ball that does good.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, Aya Mugume, Davis Rwakarindi, Kampala, Uganda.
Jean Seninde with Queen's Park Rangers Women and the Uganda National Team. Listen to Sunny Side of Sport with Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, we've reached the quarterfinal stage at the men's ATP Cup team tournament in Australia. Craig Gabriel reports from Sydney, Australia.
The round-robin competition at the ATP Cup is now done, and the eight nations will assemble in one city, Sydney, the biggest city in Australia, to square off for the playoffs. The elite eight are the home nation, Australia, which was first to make the quarterfinals, Serbia, Great Britain, Russia, Spain, Argentina, Belgium and Canada. The first six nations topped their respective groups, while Belgium and Canada were the next best-placed teams. Australia and Britain are the first quarterfinal. The home support will be huge for Nick Kyrgios and Alex Diminor. Later, Russia takes on Argentina. The Russians are the big title threat with Daniil Medvedev and Karen Khachanov, but the Argentines are crafty, especially Diego Schwartzman. On Friday, Serbia with Novak Djokovic will take on Canada, and finally, Rafa Nadal will lead Spain in against Belgium. 24 nations started the inaugural ATP Cup. Craig Gabriel, VOA Sports, Sydney.
The 12-team Basketball Africa League is scheduled to tip off its inaugural season in March. Former NBA player Pops Mensah-Bonsu is one basketball official who's hoping the league is a success. Mensah-Bonsu played all over the world during his professional career, and Pops is still actively involved in the game as general manager of the Capital City Go-Go, the NBA G League team affiliated with the Washington Wizards. Pops has family ties in Ghana, and he also has collegiate ties right here in Washington. Mensah-Bonsu played college basketball for George Washington University here in Washington before beginning his professional career. My VOA colleague Adam Phillips caught up with Pops at the recent Basketball Africa League Combine in New York, and Adam asked Pops for his thoughts on the new Africa League.
It's a powerful moment from the time they announced the league to, you know, announcing the countries and the teams and the process and the fact that now we're one step closer to seeing this league come to fruition. So I'm overly excited and just great to see the players, the level of talent here and the turnout from NBA personnel, from the African teams, from the players. It's a big deal to me and it's a touching moment for sure.
Now, are you here sort of as a scout, very simplistically?
I would say as a scout, you know, I've been helping consult and I've been helping, you know, the process. You know, you always got your basketball hat on, and as a general manager, you always, whenever you watch basketball, you're always evaluating talent. You don't just watch it to watch it. I mean, being a former player, I'm always thinking about what I would have done differently or what they could have done better and how they could improve. And I do the same here. Even if it's, you know, if a guy comes up to me and starts having a conversation and I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember watching you, number 52, you probably should have did this one. You went baseline or probably should have passed this one. And, you know, you're always evaluating, always looking at guys through that lens. So, you know, it's innate to me and it just comes natural.
Do you think there's a danger of it being patronizing? Sometimes, like, people say, oh, Africa, let's help them. Okay, let them have their league too, because, you know, we got to include everybody because we're good guys. Or do you think they really take it seriously as talent?
Well, I think Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Hakeem Olajuwon, Dikembe Mutombo, Luol Deng will probably have something different to say about that, you know, because obviously there's a lot of talent on the continent, and there's a reason why they're investing in the continent, because there's talent there, and you don't want to miss the next Joel Embiid or the next, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, because it's a hub, great talent, and it's just time we cultivate that talent, it's time we build on it and invest in it, and it's just great to see that the world is taking notice to what Africa has instead of what Africa needs.
Do you think there's a certain, like, special spirit to the African game that maybe other players, other leagues, other places can learn from? Is there something that they bring to this that enriches the game as a place to be coming from?
I mean, it's the creator of the civilization. I personally think there's just always raw talent there. Just looking at me personally, I started the game at 14 and, you know, moved to the country on my 16th birthday and played JV as a sophomore in high school. And by the time I was 21, I was an NBA player. So there wasn't that much time for me to develop. But, you know, I see a lot of Africans doing the same, if not faster, and becoming better than me. You know, the Greek Freak was playing in third division league in Greece. Now he's he's arguably the best player in the NBA. Yeah. So, you know, these guys develop. And, you know, as African, Africa has talent that can develop. Now it's time to develop them at a younger age and give them the resources and the ability to build on some of that talent.
That's Pops Mensa Bonsu, the general manager of the Capital City Go-Go, the NBA G League team affiliated with the Washington Wizards. And Pops was talking with my VOA colleague, Adam Phillips, in New York. Well, we heard Pops Mensa Bonsu mention Dikembe Mutombo. The Congolese giant joins us now with this important public service announcement.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net. Thanks, Dikembe. And I hope you hit nothing but net in 2020. In National Basketball Association action Tuesday night, the Portland Trailblazers edged the host Toronto Raptors by 2 points, as we hear now from the AP's John Lethierby in Toronto, Canada.
Carmelo Anthony led the way for Portland as the Trailblazers edged the Raptors in a thriller 101-99 at Scotiabank Arena. With the game tied at 99, Patrick McCaw's pass for Kyle Lowry went out of bounds with 13 seconds left. After a Trailblazers timeout, Carmelo Anthony's right elbow jumper was good, giving Portland the lead with 3 seconds to go. Lowry had the ball in his hands for the game's final play for a game-winning three that bounced off the rim. Anthony led all scorers, finishing with 28 points.
This is a big confidence booster for us, a big morale boost for us, especially going into the last game on this road trip where we have opportunity to come out of this trip with, on the winning side.
Lowry was the Raptors' top scorer with a double-double, 24 points and 10 assists. John Lethierby, Toronto.
Thanks, John. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. During Tuesday's show, Ben Golliver, the national NBA writer for the Washington Post newspaper, talked about the NBA and some of its overseas outreach. Ben used the term missionary spirit about the NBA and how active it has been all over the world. Well, that missionary spirit was on display in that Toronto Portland game. Serge Ibaka, the pride of Congo Brazzaville, had 17 points and 11 rebounds for the defending NBA champion Toronto Raptors. Elsewhere around the NBA, the Miami Heat will celebrate Dwayne Wade's career with a 3-day series of tributes next month. The tributes will include the retirement of D. Wade's number 3 jersey and a viewing of the documentary that chronicles his final season. A tribute to some of D. Wade's best moments will be held on February 21st, and D. Wade's number 3 jersey will go to the rafters when the Miami Heat host the Cleveland Cavaliers on February 22nd. And I'm looking forward to watching that documentary about Dwayne Wade and his career in the NBA. The film will cover D. Wade's on- and off-court life, and it'll be shown at the team's arena on February 23rd. D. Wade, I'm almost certain, will one day be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He helped the Miami Heat win 3 NBA titles, and he's the leading scorer in Miami team history. D. Wade retired after last season. What the heck? Let's give D. Wade a Sunny Side of Sports salute. And that wraps up the January 8th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Justin Thwaites. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
get it.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5-minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
What's going on, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi coming to you from the Voice of America studios here in Washington, D.C. Join us each week on Upfront as we discuss a range of topics. The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
Eliminate the mentality that girls cannot do what boys can do.
You basically need to go to school. There's just no way you're going to get all the skills that people want from you or they expect from you if you're not at school.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Can the AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. The Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
Data from NASA's new planet-hunting spacecraft, the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, has led to its first discovery of a circumbinary planet, or one that orbits two stars. Now called TOI-1338b, the planet was discovered by a high school student who spent last summer as an intern at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. The space agency says that the exoplanet resides in a system 1,300 light-years away in the constellation Pictor, and that the stars orbit each other every 15 days. According to NASA, TOI-1338b is the only planet known to exist in the system. Its size is described as being between that of Neptune and Saturn. TESS finds exoplanets by detecting dips in a star's brightness, signaling that a planet is passing in front of it. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The 62nd Annual Grammy Awards Show is coming up. To celebrate, Border Crossings will play songs from the winners of the 2019 American Music Awards to refresh you on some of last year's best tracks. Tune in to hear from your favorite artists like Post Malone, BTS, and Taylor Swift. January 23rd on The Voice of America.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering African news.
Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.